You are listening to Sci-Fi Party Line. This show may contain spoilers and strong language.
Oh, not too much. Just finally got caught up on Dollhouse here.
I saw your tweets were hilarious.
The show kills me. I mean, I want to love it to death, but sometimes I just want to take a brick to my head or something.
Okay, welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line, and I have Kevin with me, and he's Kefthulu on Twitter. Did I pronounce that right? Because, you know.
Yep, that's close enough.
You know, I feel so lame. Anyway, we're going to talk about Dollhouse, the story so far, because you've been doing some tweeting about the show. You sound a little excited, like you like it.
Yeah, overall, I like the show. I wish that that Fox would give the viewers a bit more credit than they do for being smart.
Kind of
getting. Well, they're always trying to sell it with sex, and I've got no real issues with a little bit of titillation. It just seems like they're putting that out there when it doesn't need to be part of the story. Get her dressed up, you know, as a dominatrix. It doesn't move anything ahead. It's just, hey, she's in a hot outfit.
I kind of enjoyed that outfit. It made me laugh.
Yeah, I thought it was a hilarious little bit. What saved it at the end was the whip. And
I don't know. I thought it was a bit much. It kind of gave me that, oh my God, they're really high-priced whores feel. And that kind of makes me sick.
Yeah, it makes me feel icky every time they show that. I'm like, God, they're just using these people for 5 years. What sort of mess are they going to be when they're done, even if they wipe them?
Yeah, you never know with that. Well, I guess the good thing about it is that they might not remember it, and then they'll be richer for it, perhaps. Yeah.
I'm feeling very doubtful about that at this point.
So what have been the surprises for you? Millie as a doll, that was a surprise for me. I didn't see it coming, but I kind of wanted it to happen. What do you think about that?
Oh, that caught me completely off guard. I mean, my first whoa moment was Victor, obviously, and I guess I should have been more suspicious of everyone everywhere after that, but they suckered me in, and when Millie got turned on by that phone call, I was like, oh, my God. And that made the story with, I'm sorry, I have to call him Hilo, with Demo. Took that up to the next level, and I love that this week that she was the messenger to him.
You know, I didn't like that much because I thought it killed their relationship too soon because I kind of like them, lovey-dovey, and him not knowing.
Yeah, I thought it was great when they were just lovers there for a short period, well, one episode, really. Yeah. But I like now that it puts him in such an uncomfortable spot because does he just dump her or what does he do to her without hurting the feelings of this, is she a real person to him anymore or not? I can see where it can add some layers almost. Yeah. So I think that it has a lot of potential for mining material and hopefully making him a more interesting character because right now he's just gone off the deep end. He's lost it completely. I'm waiting for him to grow a beard and start putting on a hoodie and he's going to be Ted Kaczynski pretty soon.
Yeah, he is kind of, he doesn't have anything to do, but now, you know, he thought that Millie would be his, I guess, anchor, but now she's a doll, and now that's going to make him weirder. I don't know what they're going to do with him. I think they're going to kill him off.
And so was it the security guy then who programmed her to bring the message out to him?
I still don't have a suspect. I still don't know who I like for that.
Yeah, I can't figure it out. You know, for a while I was thinking that it was the boss of the dollhouse. I can't remember her name now. I'm blanking on it. That was sending the messages out subtly, just playing some grand game. But now she's just some cog in a bigger machine that the dollhouse is. Yeah, DeWitt. But evidently it's a big, it's not just located out in L.A. It's all over the world.
I think it's Topher.
Do you? I would love it if it was Topher. I liked that he went to Boyd right away and said, I'll give you the time to get out of here because I think you're the moral conscience of this group.
Well, it's either Topher or his, I guess, assistant, his smart assistant.
Yeah, I was bummed when at first her face and everything came up on the file, because I kind of liked the little back and forth that she and Topher have on, you know, got your juice boxes.
How lame is that, a grown man that needs juice boxes? A little cute.
But yeah. He's the most iconic Whedon-esque character, I think, on the show. He reminds me of, you know, the evil Troika from Buffy much.
He
had a lot of little flavors of this, you know, really
That's
smart boy
like
trying
him.
To play with grown-ups and doesn't quite get how it works.
Yeah, that is true. Well, I think they've laid kind of low on the alpha thing. I heard that was supposed to be washed from...
Alan Turing.
Yeah, so I don't know what they're going to do with that, or if we're going to actually see Wash, or if that was just a rumor. You know anything?
Well, I was under the impression that it was confirmed that it's definitely him, and then the same episode where he was actually going to be active and we'd finally see him unveiled was episode 13 that Felicia Day was supposed to be in as well. And also have somewhat
media.
That
was supposed to be going to direct to DVD, right? That was a rumor that it was going to get canceled and it was going to be.
Now I've heard rumors that might be held back for either it's going to be part of direct DVD package, or if by some miracle a second season happens, it would kick off the second season.
So you think it's doing so bad that it's in danger of just? I mean, direct to DVD is like the kiss of death. You might as well.
Yeah, and it's happened already, you know, with Firefly, which was just a huge mistake. So I'm not sure anymore what I believe. I've heard so many rumors, so many different ways. Like, I don't know if you ever go out to activedollhouse.com. Sometimes I'll chat online, and they run a chat window during the show so that. You don't tweet.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that way you don't tweet while you're watching it in real time and ruin it for someone who's TiVoing it to watch it later.
Yeah, that's good to know.
And right now there's a rumor out there that they're leaning towards renewing it. I don't know. It's unconfirmed, but so maybe they'll hold on to 13 and use that to open the season up, or maybe they're going to try to see what the DVD sales are like. Because they can generate a lot of money off of DVD sales, because all the Whedon fans will pretty much go out and buy it.
What do you think is wrong with the show that it's not taken off like Fox would like, or is it just the Whedon curse?
It is, because it gives the audience what they think is too much credit, because, I mean, this is the American Idol channel and Fox News. And... I don't want to betray too much of my liberal bias, but...
This is also the X-Files and the Fringe channel as well.
Okay, fair enough. I just think they don't know how to market it.
Wow, I just offended Fox.
They want to tinker with it always, and rather than letting him run with it. And, you know, because that's what killed Firefly, was showing the stuff out of order. And I think it's the same thing here, that they keep... pushing so hard to sex it up and spice it up, and so the story for a couple episodes for me, the last two episodes prior to this, I thought were really weak, because I didn't feel like it moved the overall story along. Mm-hmm. And I think Whedon's always at his best when he has some big, huge story arc involved, even if every episode doesn't tightly focus on that, but adds a little piece here or there. And I get the feeling that Fox hasn't been letting him do that.
Yeah, he has to always have a big bad.
And yeah.
For a while there, Alpha was the driving big bad force, and now it's I don't know.
They I'm not even sure Alpha's. Is Alpha a bad guy, or is he just the NSA messed something up and he went wrong?
Or is he the person putting the messages in the dolls?
Oh, that would be awesome. I love that. I'm going to save you guys
from yourself. Or is it Amy Acker character, the Dr. Claire Saunders with the
Yeah.
Star face?
Boy,
what do you think about her character? She seems like she has something to hide or something. I don't know. There's some
underlying
thing.
I wonder what her relationship with Alpha was, that he hurt her but didn't kill her. Because he was pretty thorough in killing everyone else, obviously. He ripped them apart. But he let her
up. Well, he didn't kill Echo either, and he didn't scar her either, Echo.
Oh, and he's supposed to be uber smart. Maybe it's some big overall subtle plan of his. Leave a couple people inside and let them rebuild the operation and then take it over. Not real sure. I can't get my head wrapped around it because, they took the focus away from him. I still don't understand why Whedon has the storyline of the FBI agent, or ex-FBI agent now, that they're manipulating and toying with in a variety of ways. You know, both people, whoever the good guys are, sending the messages and the dolls, and then the other people just having him beat up and fired from his job and stuff. I can't figure out where they're going with that. And maybe that's part of the problem with the show, is that either Whedon doesn't have a real clear view of where it wants to go, because, you know, on Buffy, he was never shy about, if he decided that an old storyline or something happened interfered with what he wanted to do in this current season, he would just act like it never happened. And I could always give him just, that's fine, I'll want to go on the ride you're taking me on. But I don't feel like there's just a real clear path that we're following yet. But, it might be one of those things where, because this week I thought was fabulous. Where we're going to, we're going to hit, the 12th episode, and it's all going to start clicking together, and we're just, everyone's going to go, oh my God, he did it again. And so that, I guess that's what I'm hoping for, is that I'm going to get that revelation of how it all fits together and not feel like I've just been manipulated here and there by little bits and pieces.
Yeah. Well, Woody, how did you feel about DeWitt seeing a doll on the side, Miss Lonely Hearts? Did that make her character weaker? More? Did you like her more? I mean, I wasn't sure how I felt about that. It was
the
like,
closest I've come to summoning like for her was on the episode where they lost all their inhibitions.
Yes, that was.
She was
episode.
Hilarious. That was very funny with her and Topher.
Yes,
like a couple drunk college kids trying to work through stuff. That was hilarious. It definitely adds a more human touch to her. Or at least it did. It shows that she's got some sort of flaw or emptiness that she can't feel. But the way she just decided to shut all those feelings down at the end, or supposedly shut them all down and ignore it.
Take a bullet, keep standing.
Yep, I think it's going to turn her into a colder, meaner person.
Yeah, especially since one of her closest people that she worked with betrayed her.
Yep. I thought, what'd you think of Boyd becoming head of security? I knew that's what was going to happen. I'm like, oh, that's horrible.
Well,
he's going to be in a position.
I think he's a good security, but I still think he has an attachment to Echo, and I think that Echo has an attachment to him, because when she was doing her new spill with the new handler, she wasn't looking at the new handler. Yeah, she wasn't looking at him. She was looking at Boyd. And
I love that. I thought that was really nice that they, he didn't want to give her up. And so I'm very curious how they're going to deal with that relationship, because she's obviously not getting fully wiped anymore.
She's not. She can remember a lot of stuff. And the fact that it was her idea to come on as a secret agent or whatever she was.
That was great.
That's weird. But I kind of like that. And what I'm trying to figure out is, have they, prior to like the beginning of when we started watching, have they been running the dollhouse for like 3 years, they say? How long it's been? They've been wiping them, and they're just now having problems with the dolls. And I don't think anybody's really looking or paying attention to these problems.
Yeah, that sounds right, that it's been 3 years. And it sounds like really more of the problems have been with handlers than with the dolls themselves.
Yeah, that's a good observation.
And that's not too surprising that they would take advantage of these people are so easy to manipulate.
Oh, yeah, the one that raped the one doll. I was so disappointed in that because I liked him. He was from Earth Final Conflict. He was Liam Kincaid. Did you ever watch that show?
I never saw that, but I he was so familiar.
Yeah, he was from Earth Final Conflict. And okay. I don't know what else he was from. Maybe he was on like B5 for a stint or something. I don't know, but that's where I know him from. And it was sad to see his character, you know, go like that. But yeah. I think Echo's new handler looks like he had on a red shirt. He's going to get it. He's going to die. I already know it. I can feel it.
Well, I was watching it with my daughter downstairs, and they show him walking around. She just goes, "Ew, what's that on his lip? Is this mustache done?"
Yeah, I didn't pretty much, I didn't like him at all either. And I was like, you know what? That dude has death written all over him.
I love the red shirt thing.
As I promise you. But do you see anything? I guess we can't really see the future on this show because we don't even know if it's going to last.
If it turns out that it isn't going to get renewed, I'm hoping that there's some sort of closure on
it. My thing is Sarah Connor Chronicles, the Terminator show, was way slower in the first season than Dollhouse. And it's, what, in its third season or so? So I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, they got renewed for its third season now.
So how can that show, which just has, like, a grown woman getting beat up every episode, and, I mean, basically, that's what it is, and Dollhouse, I mean, they're showing everything pretty much, and how can that not last? Because the stories, they're not much different or not that much more interesting than each other. Sarah Connor's okay.
I definitely prefer Dollhouse over the Sarah Connor Chronicles, although I've heard a couple people say that these last few weeks that they've really took that show a couple notches, but I gave up on Sarah Connor Chronicles because I just felt it was moving so slowly.
Well, the second season is way better. I think the show can last. I think they have to give it another season. If they're going to give Sarah Connor another season, they have to give Dollhouse. I demand it.
Yeah, well, I already fired off my angry tweets.
Well, unless you have anything else to say, we can wrap it up.
Okay. Well, it was really good chatting with you.
Yeah, I had lots of fun. And, you know, I look forward to if it get canceled or not. I want you back so we can talk and bitch about that.
All right. Sounds great.
Thanks for showing up and talking with me, Kev. Is there any web? You have a website or anything that...
I don't have a website or anything up, but you can follow my tweets. Okay. It's KEVTHUHU. So,
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's the show. Thanks for listening. To comment on the show, go to scifipartyline.com or email me at fancyfinbot@gmail.com. To leave your thoughts via voicemail, give me a call at 206-203-2289. If you want to join in the next episode or have a show that you want to talk about, just find me under the username of fancyfinbot on Skype, Twitter, MySpace, or Facebook, or just go to fancyfinbot.com. You can also find this podcast on iTunes. Again, thanks for listening, and see you at the party next time.